I'm going to read to you from both Genesis and the Gospel of John together. When I raise my left hand, when I hold this hand up, what you're hearing is the Gospel of John, part of what you just heard Sherry read. And then when I hold up this hand, you're hearing Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So as you may have just noticed, John's gospel begins with a story that both mirrors and complements the creation story from the beginning of Genesis. And while it's similar, it's also different. They both include beautifully poetic words. They both include vivid imagery. But John's creation narrative is more ethereal, less physical, perhaps. And yet, it tells the story of a very tangible God. In the beginning was God's Word, and God's first word was light. The wind, we are told, in Hebrew, that word is ruach, which can actually mean, and is translated always as wind, or breath, or spirit. So the wind, or the breath, or perhaps the Spirit of God, swept over the waters. Other translations say chaos or formless void or emptiness. But God spoke, and there was light. Light which has the power to illuminate the darkness, to make sense of chaos, and to create order out of disorder. So it seems from before the beginning, God brought light to a dark nothingness. And with it, the creation of everything. The light is the beginning of everything, the beginning of order, the beginning of a rich, diverse creation, the beginning of humanity, the beginning of relationship. It all begins with the light. Now, at the time of John, which is thought to have been written around the year 100, the latest of the four Gospels, the people were living in a pretty dark world. They were no longer exiled, but now they were living under occupation by Rome. And their daily living conditions were difficult at best. We know that poverty was severe. There was exploitation of women. People were forced to sell their children to pay debts. And so there was a system of slavery. There were elites, and they were rich and powerful and few. Most people were non-elites, and they lived hard lives. And while we, as modern and enlightened people, often look back in history and think, oh, they were dark times, the truth is that the 21st century world is full of a lot of darkness too. There is deep, often hidden, systemic poverty. We have crises on every front: refugees, slavery, wars, starvation, the climate. The problems are too big for my head to grasp, and far too big for me to fix. And if I'm honest with you, sometimes the darkness feels overwhelming to me too. Maybe you can relate. This is why John's words are so powerful to us still. Because he wrote to a people seeking hope, people looking for light in the darkness. John wrote for his original audience, and we're as hungry for his hope-filled words as they were. John's words offered the hope that there would be light in the midst of their darkness, that the light he wrote about came from God, a powerful light that no darkness could quench. And it's true, because that's the incredible thing about light. It's that a whole world of darkness can ever be dark enough to cancel out the light of a single flame. Total and utter darkness is obliterated by the strike of a match. And that darkness, it cannot overpower it. Light is God's first creation, powerful, illuminating, never to be vanquished light. It doesn't matter how dark it all seems. It doesn't matter how hopeless it appears. One small flame transforms darkness. One small act of love in a world of hate. One small gift of grace in a world of price tags. These are the things that transform. And we absolutely, unequivocally, have the power to be light, to love, to share grace. These are the small things that slowly and persistently rob the darkness of its power. Just like one small candle in the dark. And if light marked the beginning of creation, then the light of Christ marked the beginning of a new creation, one in which humanity could truly know the triune God. Jesus, a little baby who would spend his life spreading acts of love and grace, God's light, that is the one who comes, plants that light in our hearts, and teaches us how to become beautiful reflections of it. We are creatures of the new creation, people of Christ, who walk in his light. The darkness may seem oppressive, but it cannot overcome the light. Throughout this season of Advent, we have talked about hope. And a candle in the dark is a very powerful image of hope for me. As you enter Christmas, may you see the light of Christ in those around you. May you experience the light of Christ as it brightens up those dark corners inside of you. And may you be the light, unquenchable, beautiful, world-changing light everywhere you go. Amen.